Every pitch.
Struck him out with a slider.
Every trade.
This is going to be the guy that we're talking about in 2-3 years of like, wait, how did the Brewers acquire Shane Drouin?
Oh, in the Caleb Durbin deal.
That's how this organization works.
Every moment that swings the game. With Brewers insider Dom Contronio on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
It is Dom with us in the studio. Hello, Dom. We are excited because pitchers and catchers, they were filtered in the last couple of days, but they're on the field tossing the ball around today. Talk about this milestone.
Overhyped catch. That's all it is. Everybody is so excited to watch guys play catch. But hey, it's just kind of the sign that we are getting through the winter. Position yes. Players report on Monday. I mean, think about it. A week from tomorrow, we got a game. Like, there's a baseball game a week from tomorrow. We're excited.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yes, yes.
Catcher William Contreras.
Yes.
What does it mean that he signed a one-year contract with the club option for 2027?
So the way it works is when you sign with a big league team and you make your big league debut, you under team control for 6 years. And then the final 3 years of that, and this is in the most basic terms possible, the final 3 years of that, you're under arbitration, meaning you get a raise every year, but there's, in case you don't agree on the number, you meet with an arbiter. Now, the Brewers avoided meeting with an arbiter by making this deal with William. What it is similar to what he did last year, where he had signed a $6 million deal worth up to $12 million for this season. Now, the Brewers declined that $12 million because they felt he wasn't worth the $12 million. But now, they've, you know, for lack of a better term, dangled a carrot in front of him saying, if you have another great season, we would like to probably pick up that option on $14 million next season, meaning he gets a little bit more stability. The Brewers are probably going to get more value out of what they're paying him if things go according to plan.
Dom, this seems like a good idea always for teams, because let's just put ourselves in the same situation. If I think I should get a certain amount of money and my boss says, you're not really worth that much, here's what we're offering you, we're going to go to somebody who knows neither one of us and they will decide. If in this situation with a baseball player, is talk about the psychological part of this, the relationship part of this by avoiding arbitration.
You know, it's very interesting that since Matt Arnold has taken over, nobody has actually gone to arbitration court under, you know, his tutelage. So we've talked so much over the years in the David Stearns era with the Josh Hader and with the Corbin Burns, and people were like, man, he's just really burning the bridge. It's like, it's just a brutal part of the business of baseball. It's just the reality of that. This is something that the players fought for 40 years ago, and now it's kind of become weaponized in a way of like arbitration's this bad thing to talk about, but really it's a win for the players whenever they have a say in their salary. And look, in my opinion, playing careers are so short, earn every dollar you can. Like, just go try to do it. And this isn't a nefarious tactic by the Brewers. This isn't something that like, oh, they're trying to save every dollar they can. No, it's about making sure they make everybody happy. And I think there is something to notice that Matt Arnold hasn't taken anybody to court yet.
That's a really good point. The Cubs, picked by most experts to win the division again. Is this motivation for the Brewers, or is that overhyped?
I think it's status quo. I mean, yeah. I've been saying all offseason, now granted they've made some trades that sort of changed that, but like there was no reason thinking all offseason if they were bringing back Freddie and Caleb and everything. It was just that there's no reason to think the Brewers wouldn't be the favorites. Now, granted, on paper, the Cubs had a better offseason by adding Alex Bregman, acquiring a young, talented arm in Edward Cabrera, and rebolstering their bullpen. But at the same time, weren't we saying this exact sentence last year when they signed Kyle Tucker and they made a couple of trades and they made some signings? Like, that's why the game is played on the field. And I still sit here and I go, this is going to sound crazy, but I look at this year's roster. I think it's better than the roster they're breaking camp with last year. I really do. I don't think they got worse by any stretch of the imagination. I think that the Brewers should seriously be considered to win this division again.
So a week from tomorrow is the first game. What is it like for people who have never been to spring training in Cactus League?
It's the best. I love it so much. And the beauty of the Brewers facility is that it's just the Brewers. You know, you can go and have such up close and personal access. You're right up on a chain link fence between you and Jackson Jurio. I mean, you're watching Jacob Mizorowski pitch to Bryce Turang and inner squads, right? You are right there front row, up close and personal. It's phenomenal. I cannot recommend it enough. And the beauty of going to Cactus League versus like the Grapefruit League, obviously the Brewers aren't there, is everything's in the greater Phoenix area. Nothing's more than an hour drive apart, and that's like the most extreme example. Everything's very centrally located. It's very easy to drive, and the weather's obviously going to be perfect.
Always going to be perfect. Will your fiance meet you up out there? You
She's going to spend the last 2 weeks and nice. Hang out with her future in-laws. You know, me and, you know, hanging out on the pull-out bed. So we got a little bit of a lack of space this year, but we'll make it work. We're grinding through it.
Sorry, honey. I got to go to the ballpark.
Yeah, exactly. Thank goodness she works from home. So yeah. We got that going
you
for us.
You and Ms. can exchange notes on how you're planning
your
weddings.
We'll talk wedding planning and see, hey, what photographer did you hire? Yeah, we're doing this for the linens and that sort of thing. So I'm sure the Wags will get in on that.
He is Brewers Insider, Dom Cotroneo. Dom, thank you. It's always good to see you.
Thank you, guys.